We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Kilei Behema, Halacha Dalid, in middle of paragraph 19, Yutes. In our Likutei Halachos, it's page 398, the right-hand column, just about the middle of the page. Ki kol hapu'ulois mishunois shebechol habriya, kulam nimshochim me'oisiyas hatoira kiyodua. All the different creations in this world, actually in all of creation, all come from the letters of the Torah, as is known. Ukemoi shekol ois yeshloi tumuna meshuno mechaveroi, just like each letter of the Aleph Beis has a different shape and form than all the other letters, v'chein tseirufei hatevois, and so too, when we put together letters to form words, each word is different from every other word. So too, all the different beings in creation, the birds, the trees, the animals, are all, each one is unique and different from all the other ones. Whereas the truth is, kol oisiois v'tevois uparshiois v'chulu shebetoira shemeshunim kol echod mechaveroi, all the letters, words, and groupings of words, sentences of the Torah that are each different from the other, daiko al yodom makirin v'yoiden oisiois bora. It's from all of these different letters and different words and different parshiois that we come to realize Hashem, who is one, 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 all oneness. Ki bishvil zeh nitna ha-Torah, because this is the reason that the Torah was given, kedei lahakir es mi she'omar v'hayo olam, in order for us to recognize the one who said and the world was created, the one who said, let there be light, and there was light. Ki oiraiso shmo dekodesh b'rihu, because the Tikkun Ezra says the Torah is the name of Hashem, and Hashem is one, His name is one, so therefore the Torah is also one. Even though on the surface it looks like every letter is so different from the other one, an Aleph from a Yud, you know, it's all part of this oneness. Ve'ief shel odas mi'achdusei ha'poshut yizborach, kim al yidei ha'Torah hazois daiko, shenislapsho ba'oiseis v'diburim elu. And it is impossible for us to get to know about Hashem and about the oneness of Hashem other than through this Torah, which has taken on this shape and form with all the different letters and the different words and the different parshas, etc. Umachmas shebozei ho'olam i'efshar lahovin b'shleimus darkei ha'Torah, and because of the fact that in this physical world we cannot understand completely the paths of the Torah. Alkein nidme kama pomim sheyesh eze shinuyim v'kushis b'Torah. Therefore, it seems to us at times that there are changes in the Torah, that in one place it says like this, and in one another place it says differently. Kigoin, for example, the example we gave in the previous shir, shnei k'suvim hamakhishin zeh, two psukim in the Torah which seem to contradict each other. Koidem shebo hakosav hashlishi amachria, and before the third pasuk comes along, which compromises between them or settles the difference between them, nidmelanu, it seems to us, ki'ilu hoyachas v'shalom is a shinui b'Torah, as if the Torah changed its mind. What do you mean? Over there it says that Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu from the Kruvim, which is all the way inside the Holy of Holies. In another place it says Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu in the Ohel Moed, which is an outer chamber. So which is it? Make up your mind. Here it says this and there it says that. And then the third pasuk comes along and enlightens us and lets us know that when Moshe Rabbeinu would enter into the Ohel Moed, he would hear the voice of Hashem being broadcast to him from between the two Kruvim. So that third pasuk sort of combines Psukim 1 and 2 and shows us that it's not really a contradiction. It's not really a difference. V'chein, and so to another example, there's one pasuk in the Chumash that tells us that on the holiday of Pesach, you should eat matzahs for 7 days. And there's another pasuk that says, eat matzahs for 6 days. So which is it? There are many psukim throughout the Torah where it seems as if there are these contradictions or these changes. The fact that it seems to us as if these psukim are in conflict is only because of our lack of understanding, that we are short in seichel. She'einonu mevinim darkei haTorah al burian. We do not understand exactly how the Torah operates completely. Al kein, therefore, chomal aleinu Hashem Yisbarach, Hashem had pity on us, u'mosar lanu darkei haTorah al yedei hachachomim, and Hashem gave us the formulas by which one interprets the Torah through the rabbis, through the great rabbis, ledorsho b'shloish esrei midos, who have the authority to interpret the Torah using those 13 formulas. Shaydeze hemeyashvim kol hashinuyim. It's through those formulas that these rabbis are able to settle all the disputes, all the conflicts, all the seeming contradictions. They're able to resolve all of them. Umachrin bein haksuvim hamakhishin zezeh. And they make peace, they make compromises between the different psukim that seem to be in conflict. Vayidezeh nimshach aleinu das. And through this, we receive das, seichel of kedusha, leida ulahamin, to be able to understand and believe that kemoi shehatoira kula yechod, just like the Torah is all one, it's all in perfect agreement. Even though based on our limited intelligence, it seemed to us at first that there were conflicts, that there were problems, there were contradictions. And because of that, based on our countless sichleinu, we had questions and we saw conflicts and everything. So too, kol hashinuyim shebo'olam, all the differences in the world, when we see different types of birds and different types of animals, shehem kol pu'ulois mishtanois, these are all examples of different creations of Hashem. Kulam achas echod b'sharoshem. They are all one in their source, in their origin. They all originate from one. Ki kulam nimshochem echod aposhet yisbarach. They all originate from the one Hashem, Hashem who is one. Rak she'ief shelohoven zois b'sichleinu. It's just that we cannot understand this with our rational thinking. We cannot put our hands on this, how it's possible for one to create, for something blue to generate something green, yellow, purple, orange, and all the different colors in the world. V'zehu b'chinas ha-machloikes d'gdusha. And this is the whole concept where we have disagreements or debates within the framework of the Torah, between great rabbis of the Torah, within the realm of holiness. Ki hakoil b'shvil lahamtik hadin b'sharoshay. All of that is in order to be able to sweeten Hashem's judgments and harshness at their origin. Kemuva b'hatoyra b'komim alay moreim. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 277 in Likutei Moran. Through the fact that there are differences of opinion between tzaddikim within the framework of the Torah, we see that they think very differently. This one sees it one way, and the other one sees it totally different. This one sees that something should be forbidden, totally off limits, and the other one says, no, it's 100% permissible. V'afalpikein, and despite that, despite the fact that they disagree in this item, be'inyan yisoid hu'emuna, regarding the foundation of faith in Hashem, kulam nichlolim b'deo achas, all come together and join together in one opinion. Ki kulam miskavnim lishmoi v'achdusa yisbora, because all the rabbis have the same intention. They're all interested in glorifying Hashem's name and in connecting to Hashem's oneness. Kedei levarir kol ha-halocha al-beria, in order to clarify each law of the Torah, to bring it to its clarification. K'moshom Rabbi Sein Zal, as the Gemara says, harbe machloikas be-beis ha-medrash, there are many differences of opinion in the Beis Medrash. However, it's all for the same, all are working towards the same goal, towards broadcasting Hashem's oneness to the world. V'alkein, and therefore, al yidei ze ha-machloikas digdusha, al yidei ze daiko nizgala achdus ha-poshut mitoch pulois mishtanois. Through the fact that rabbis do not see eye to eye, they don't all agree 100%, and despite that, they are in perfect agreement regarding the oneness of Hashem, etc., this is a perfect display of the oneness being shown from all kinds of diversity, all kinds of diversification and differences. Through the fact that people, minds, which operate so differently, they think so differently from one another, and yet still they all join together perfectly regarding the basic tenets of faith. Because all of them are of the same opinion regarding the one Hashem, faith in one Hashem who created everything, and his servant Moshe Rabbeinu. V'chol kavanosam b'machlukusam hakol kedei legalos achdus ha-poshut b'olam. And their whole intention in their arguments, in their differences of opinion, is to reveal the oneness of Hashem to the world. Kideos shel ze noitesh halocha kach, because this one's opinion leans towards this direction, that the halocha should be A, v'haderech hayosher hu kach, and the correct path is A, asher al yodo yizgal achdusa yisborach, and through path A, and through halocha being decided as A, we can reveal the oneness of Hashem. And the other opinion says, no, A is not the right path, B is the right path, and the halacha in this case is not A, it's B. Ube'emes, whereas the truth is, elu vo'elu divrei elokim chayim. This opinion and that opinion are both the word of the living Hashem. And we mentioned in the previous year that the first letters of divrei elokim chayim spell the word echod, that what seems to be two different opinions is really oneness. And in the Sefer Likutei Moran and in many, many Sforim, there are examples where the great tzaddikim show us how certain things which in the Gemara seem to be a debate are not really a debate. The rabbis are showing you two sides of the same coin. They're so showing you two ways how to get to the same destination. They're not in disagreement at all whatsoever. Both are both directed to the same exact Hashem. Both have the same goal in mind. Ki kulam nitnu me'roye echad. Because all of these different opinions, the entire Torah was given from one shepherd, Moshe Rabbeinu. And ki al yedehim daiko yizgala achduse aposhut mitoich pe'ulois mishtanos. So again, because of the fact that the rabbis do not all think alike, and they do disagree all over the place, and despite their disagreement, they all agree on the oneness of Hashem, through these different rabbis, we see the oneness of Hashem being revealed from diversification, from all kinds of differences. Al yidei shedeyos chalukos koelu nichlolim betachlis kavanosom bedeya achas. How such different and diverse opinions join together in their ultimate goal, which is lehikolel ba'achdus yisborach, to be part of the oneness of Hashem. And this is also what Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 2 in Likutei Moran Tanina, the second part of Likutei Moran, which is the Torah that this whole halacha has been based on. Shalidei halachos shein bechinas toido, aidei ze nimshach kol habechinos hamavorim shom. Rabbeinu Zal says there that through the study of the laws of the Torah, which correspond to the thanks offering, the korban toidah, through that a person is zeicha to affect all the different items, all the different steps that are mentioned in that chapter on the Likutei Moran, all the different goals. Ad shezeichen legalos achdus haposhut mitoch pulos mishtanos. Till we achieve the final goal there, which is to reveal the oneness of Hashem from tremendous diversity. Hainu kanal. This goes back to what we just said now. Ki hahalochos hi psak hahalocha shemizbareres mishinui deos. Because when Rabbeinu Zal speaks about halacha there, he's referring to the final word. The word, when we say the halacha is, we mean that after there's been major, major debate in the Gemara, and after the Geoinim and the Rishonim debated this issue, and after the Achronim debated this issue, after analyzing all the different opinions and putting them all together and processing all of them, we come to the final conclusion, which is bang, which is such and such. That's the psak halacha, that's the final verdict, shemizbareres, which becomes clarified, which gets sorted out, mishinui deos, from among all the different opinions. Sheze oiser veze matir. This one said forbidden, this one said permissible. Ad shemavarin hahalocha al pidarkei haTorah, until we clarify what the final word should be, following the formulas of the Torah. V'oz daiko nizgale achdus haposhut mitoch pulos mishtanos. And then becomes revealed this oneness from all of this diversity. Because the final halacha takes into consideration all the different opinions. It took all of those different opinions to build that. Just like lahavdil. You have a cake. Person, and in the cake you have flour, sugar, salt. And a person watching this cake being constructed says, these people are nuts. These people are crazy. Make up your mind. They're using powder and they're using water. They're two complete opposites. And salt and sugar, they really lost it. And then this red stuff and the blue, so all kinds of idiot. What's going on here? And then a person who knows that, on the contrary, this is achdus, this is all going to form a perfect taste, a taste that's going to be delicious. Everyone's going to enjoy and appreciate. And without the salt, it wouldn't have tasted like. Without the sugar, each item contributed, each one of these different things contributed to that final taste that came out. It doesn't taste like salty and sugar. It tastes a certain oneness. It has a certain taste to it that's a combination of all the good of all of those, all of that diversity.